Blog Talk Radio.
Thanks for calling Blog Talk Radio. You're listening to Mad Dads, National Mad Dads, Pittsburgh. How you doing? What up, Chicago? What's going down? Oh, man, Iowa. What's happening? Nebraska in the house. Florida, Buffalo, New York. Mad Dads in the house. Men Against Destruction defending against drugs and social disorder. We're talking about gun violence in the community. And everybody I know, to know somebody, to know somebody, to know somebody, know somebody and got shot. You know why? Because gun violence is a serious issue. But why on December the 14th, 2012, was it Sandy Hook Elementary School?
Yes.
Everything blew up then, and everybody was talking about gun violence because little black boys and little black and little white girls and little white boys got shot down and killed. And but there's been a massacre going on in Chicago, Kansas City, Detroit,
New York,
everywhere. And we've had them little mini Sandy Hooks all over the world. But they was just little black kids. So what's the difference, my brother, in the little black kids getting killed and the little white kids? What's the difference? I'm curious.
How y'all doing? I'm the young intern from Metro State, intern here at Mad Dads. And my name is Layton Smith, and I like to say the only difference is they're white and they were black. Like I said, this is an everyday occurrence in our neighborhood or in inner cities where there's gun violence, but it didn't reach epidemic proportion to them until it started affecting white kids. And it's not only Sandy Hook. You got to look at Columbine. You got to look at the theater shooting. You know, that's what raised their conscience. But our conscience is raised every day that we have to walk our kids to school and with the threat of gang violence or gunshots. So that's an everyday occurrence for black America. Now, white America just want to realize that we have a gun problem. Shame.
Well, so what do we do? How do we respond to this, brother? Layton, what do we do? African Americans, what do we do?
First thing we do as African Americans, we've got to teach our young men that we don't need to pick up guns to handle our issues. That most of the times, a lot of our issues can be resolved just by, you know, talking to the person who offended you. And sometimes the person who offended you might not even know that they offended you. And even if they did know they offended you, you know, try not to handle it with gun violence if you can. If for young men, if you must fight, then ask the guy to put on a pair of boxing gloves and y'all go to the gym, go in the backyard, you know, duke it out. At least when you guys get done, y'all can walk away.
So it says United States is somewhere near the mid-range still. America sees more gun violence than Europe, Canada, India, Australia, which is perhaps how it gets its bloody reputation among comparatively peaceful nations. And a person kills another in the United States, though he or she generally uses a gun, 60% of the U.S. homicides occur using a firearm, which is the 26th highest rate in the world. In other gun-protected countries such as Finland, 43.3 guns per 100 people. Only about 19% of homicides involve a firearm. You know what? Guns don't always kill people, it seems, but they certainly play a role. What do you think about that? America and guns.
Well, that kind of go hand in hand with what I'm studying, because not only does the gun violence go hand, America also has the highest incarceration of juveniles in this country. We lock up more of our young people than anyone else in the world, and that's also attributed to gun violence. And like I said, we need to tell these kids to take these guns, put these guns down, and we need to be a better example, like not getting violent video games, not watching violent movies, or at least if we're going to have these games, we need to explain to our kids that this is a game and it's not reality. It's not always wise or the best choice to pick up a gun and go fight with someone or to go settle your problems.
So the solution. So what, you know, we talked about solutions, but how do we get these young brothers off the streets with these guns when they're scared of each other? And the North Side is scared of South Siders, the Tens are scared of the Bloods, and the Bloods scared of GDs, and everybody's scared of each other. So how do we get the guns out of our young brothers' hands so they can stop killing each other?
Now, that's a difficult question right there, VJ. I wish I had an answer to that, but one of the things I recommend is I try to keep the young guys that I mentor off the streets. I try to keep them busy. I try to help them get in school. If I'm not helping them get in school, I let them come over to my house and play the video games or someplace where I can keep a watchful eye on them. Or even if they come to me and tell me they're in a beef with someone, I try to handle the beef, you know, go speak to the young man or the young person that they're beefing with and try to get them together and solve it. That's one of the things we can do as black men and black leaders in this country. You know, we can take our young black men and bring them together. We don't need the criminal justice system to bring them together. We sit down with these young men to help them navigate their problems and answer, you know, handle their beefs.
332,014 people died from guns between 2000 and 2010. That number is greater than the population of the United States, U.S. cities such as St. Louis, Pittsburgh, and Cincinnati. 31,000 people died from gun violence in 2010, or roughly one every 17 minutes. Bam! Somebody just got shot, Layton. Somebody, 17 minutes. Somebody just got one every 17 minutes. That's amazing. A gun in the home makes homicides three times more likely, suicide up to five times more likely, and accidental death four times higher than in non-gun owning homes. What do you think about that?
That's telling me that people are not securing their guns, or either that they're playing with their guns in front of children, or they're not teaching their kids proper gun responsibility, or themselves not taking proper gun responsibility. Again, I'm not anti-gun. I'm not. I believe everywhere, you know, that's the American right to own a gun. But I also think it's the American right, you know, to own a gun responsibly. If you're going to have a gun in your home, put it in a box. Put it in a safe box with a lock on it so your kids can't get to it. If you're going to have a gun in the home and you feel you need to let your teenage son or teenage daughter know how to get to the gun to defend the home, and you need to stress in them the home, not to take it outside and shoot someone, to defend the home, then you need to get proper training and proper etiquette with your kids. It really just comes down to a basic conversation, and we're not having that conversation with our kids about guns and violence.
So 94% of female murder victims are killed by men, are killed by a man they knew. In other words, females are 16 times likely to be killed by a male acquaintance than by a male stranger. And in 2010, 1,017 women, almost three a day, were killed by an intimate partner.
I was just reading that. And I attribute that, like I say, that's domestic violence. And for those of us in Minneapolis, we call this the domestic violence, the breakup season, domestic violence season. So I like to say to a lot of young men, you know, not just the gun violence is the problem, domestic violence is the problem. If you can't handle what a young lady has said to you or your rejection from a young lady, walk away from her. Leave her alone. You know, don't go pick up nothing. Don't hit her. Don't put your hands on her. Because that results in another thing. You put your hands on her, her brother might want to come after you. Then we back at gun violence, all because of domestic violence. So I guess my point I'm trying to stress and trying to make is let's just be more loving and more caring and put these guns down and talk to each other. If we have a beef or a problem with each other, especially with the young men, let's talk it out before we shoot it out. Or before we get to shooting out, let's fight it out. Let's put on, you know, let's go back to the old days. One thing my parents used to always say, you know, you can always, you know, recover from a fight, but you can't recover from a bullet.
So the thing about firearms is all this talk about guns, everybody, you know, gun in the house, you know, I need that. But women are suffering from domestic violence are eight times more likely to be killed if there's a firearm in the house. So in other words, girl, you done got on my last nerve. Say that one more time. Do that one more time. Why you do that? What I tell you? Why you acting like that? I do it again. I watch what I'm getting ready to do now. And then you run, you go get the gun, and you next thing you know, you done popped her. You so mad, you so angry. Now, if you didn't have the gun in the house, though, you could take a walk. Cool down a little bit.
Exactly.
You could do something different. Your thoughts?
My thoughts is, again, that's exactly how things happen. It always leads to one little word, and next thing you know, you done, the man or the woman that done something they don't regret, done shot the person that they love. And we just need to do something about these guns, American. We can't count on the government to do nothing because it's a money-making business. For them, they making money off of it, and it's a high profit business. So we as individuals, and us especially as black Americans, we need to put that gun down, and we need to get us some mental health training. You know, if we get to counseling like as Mad Dads here, we offer group counseling for families, for relationships. We need to get into counseling, you know, help us learn how to talk these issues out instead of shooting these issues out.
Just like Marvin can say, my, there's far too many of you die. Man, I sound good to myself. Oh, 2,694 kids and teens died from guns in 2010. And that's roughly equivalent to a Newtown massacre every 3 days. So between 1979 and 2010, more children and teens died from guns. Think about that. Now, there was 119,000 then U.S. soldiers in the war in Vietnam, Korea, Iraq, Afghanistan combined. And in a study of 23 high-income nations, 87% of children under age 15 killed by guns lived in the United States. The same study found out that the gun homicide rate for teens and young adults in the United States ages 15 and 24 were 42.7% higher than in other high-income countries combined. More than half of youth who committed suicide with a gun do so with one obtained from their home, and more often than not, the gun belonged to a parent. So in 2009, more 15 and 19-year-olds died from gun violence than any other cause except for a motor vehicle. And in 2010, 82 U.S. children under the age of 5 died from a gun. 82 kids under the age of 5 and two babies, 82 babies under the age of 5 died from a gun.
And that goes, and on that note, we can just look at the incident in Chicago that happened where the young man was in the car with his baby, changing the baby diaper, and the baby got killed because gang members were shooting at the father. Again, it goes back to gun violence and being the father to your kids. If you know you're partaking in such activities, you got to realize those activities not only affect you, they affect your family. And if you in dealing in guns, shooting guns, going after people in guns, you got to realize those people are coming back after you with guns, and then now you're putting your family members at risk, and you're at such a risk to lose a loved one or a child because of your actions. So again, fellas and people, I say, if you're going to pick up a gun, just remember the magnification behind that gun. And even if you choose to use it and shoot somebody, you got to remember, when you go do time, your family does time. Your loved one's going to do time with you. So I guess my message again is, people, put the guns down. Put the guns down.
Well, you know, it's hard to put the guns down when you can get a gun before you can get a scholarship for college. You can get a gun before you can get a job at Cubs, Targets, Walmarts, anything. You can get a gun before you can get in an after-school program. Sometimes you can get a gun before somebody will come and mentor you. So it's hard to put the guns down when what do you pick up?
Then if you're going to pick, you can put the guns down and you can pick up Jesus. Some of y'all might not believe, but Jesus will make a way. You don't have to worry about your enemy if you give it to God. God will make a way. God will get you through some of the places you can't get through. God will get you over some of the humps that you can't. God will take care of your enemies for you. Make a long story short, my brother was a gangbanger before he joined the church. Before my brother got in the church, he was one of the baddest, the worst out here in Minneapolis. Once he got in the church, it became amazing to him how he didn't have any more enemies. At all the wrong that he done, how nobody's not after him. And I said, because God took care of that for you. He made peace with your enemies. Your enemies, he can see some of the guys he was into it now, that he was in with. Now they all cool, and they like, man, it was what it was. But like I say, he took it to God. So that's what I tell young people, take it to God.
And I hear you, you know, you sound like you're talking from, and if Reverend McAfee was here right now, he would say, Jesus is on the main line. Yeah, he would
tell
say,
tell him what you
that's what he would say, all right. Because, you know, God is important, and when you talk about putting God in the midst of what has to happen in our community, we took prayer away from school.
Yeah.
We took the Pledge of Allegiance away from school. We took all these things that used to be something that we did that was important to education, was important to our spiritual life, was important to what we do in the community, and we took all that away. And I believe one of the problems with when you take something away and you don't put anything in there to replace that, then what happens to the morale of a kid? These days, kids don't even want to go to church because they don't appreciate the value of what God can do for you. You'd rather be outside playing, or you'd rather be playing your video games, you'd rather be doing something like that versus learning how good God is and what he can do for your life. Why would you not kill somebody if you don't understand the commandments? The commandments say you thou shalt not kill. But what if you're not afraid of God? You're not afraid of what he can do. And so you don't care if you hit a baby. So those thousands of babies that are getting shot every year are by people that don't have, oh, I believe in God, but do you have fear of God? So you have to have fear, not just believe, but you have to have the fear of God. In 2010, guns took the lives of 31,076 Americans in homicides, suicides, and unintentional shootings. And this is equivalent to more than 85 deaths each day. More than 85 each day. Every day, 85 people are dying in our communities, all over the community. That's a lot of lives to be lost.
Yes, that's too many people. And you got to look at it. The hidden number is most of those are African Americans. Most of those crimes are African Americans. So we killing ourselves. We committing genocide to ourselves. And I know you tired of hearing it, and you tired of people beating over the head about it. But when are you going to do something about it? We control our destiny. We control our futures. We control what we do out there on these streets, people. And until we change, no one else is going to help us change. No one cares about the black man, the black woman, the black family. You know, we're a nuisance here to them. But the only ones who care is us. Once we start caring about each other and start helping each other, we'll become a much better nation, a much better family system. We have much better family support. We have much better value systems among ourselves. We'll keep the incarceration rate down. Like I said, we don't need the juvenile justice system or the justice system to police us. If we can police ourselves and police our families, you know, we have a lot easier time at this, and we will decrease gun violence. But it all starts at the home, people. We have to do this at the home level.
Well, one of the things that's going to happen is if you allow the politicians to make the rules, what you're going to get is stiffer penalties for African Americans. You're going to incarcerate African Americans much longer. You're going to make sure there's enough dollars to arrest those African Americans, and you're going to make sure that they hire the kind of people that don't have a problem with taking advantage of the African Americans. So unless you get up off your rusty dusty and do something about it, nothing's going to change. And I believe we have a real issue with us, our men standing up and stepping up to the plate. We don't have enough men that are stepping up. We got a bunch of men going to the liquor store, a bunch of men going to the crack house, and we have a whole lot of men watching football and basketball and all that stuff. But those are the same men that we need to get back out into the community that tell us they don't have time for the revolution. You better make time for the revolution, or it will be your son or your daughter or somebody you love that could be next.
Exactly, exactly. Like I say, as much time as everyone spent on Facebook trying to and keep up mess and keep up game and flirt and do everything but other than what Facebook is for, let's try to use Facebook for what it's for, people. It's a social network. Let's try to socialize and talk about this issue of gun violence. Let's try to get some change. Let's try to get some of these politicians to understand that we're sick and tired of them supporting the NRA and just putting guns, dumping guns in our neighborhoods. We need to start by, like VJ said, we need to start at the local level, change the politicians at the local level. Change them at the local level, we can change them at the state level. Then we can go to the national level. But it all begins at home, at the local level. That's where we need to start. So we have an upcoming mayoral election here in Minneapolis, and I hope the men show up for, you know, we had an event where we take a young man to church. Let's take a young man to the polls. Let's find a young man that's eligible to vote and take him to go vote. We need to do things like that nature, have events like that to help celebrate us as men and trying to do something positive to change the neighborhood instead of them always putting us on the news, shooting each other up, selling drugs, and not being responsible for our actions. So, people, let's just think about that. Let's just think about taking a young man to vote with us when it's time to go vote for the upcoming mayoral election.
You listen to Blog Talk Radio with Mad Dads all over the nation. Our number is 347-215-9262. We'd like you to call in and chat with us. I see we have a caller on the line, but he has not pushed that. Push 1 if you'd like to speak and say something. I'll get you right on so we can holler at you. You know, it's always exciting to know that our partnership with Urban Ventures is bringing people all the time. And so if you're a man, if you're a father, 18 and above, you have kids, and you want to some resources, you need some help, what do they need to do, ladies?
They need to give Urban Ventures a call at area code 612-455-4643, and that's if you are a father, ages 18 and above, and you're looking for some resources to help you, give us a call, or you can come to our Tuesday and Thursday fathering and parenting meeting from 5 to 7, where we offer you guys a fabulous meal and good conversation. And, you know, we have our jobs and resource, our jobs and housing resource person there available to see if we can plug you with some resources. So you need to come on down. Like, matter of fact, tonight is Tuesday. If you ain't doing nothing, come on down and see if we can help you and get you some help.
What about what do you say about those women that want to come and get involved? What can they do?
Well, women, you guys can come on. You can, if you got a son and you know he's 18 years old and he has a he has a child, you can drag him down here, and we got some men there to get around him and pull him in and help him out. But women, you can come and get you some parenting classes, some relationship building classes. We have things for women. Again, we will feed you guys. We have daycare for your kids while you're going through the process. They can have something to have a meal, have some place to play, fellowship with some other kids. You know, get some stress. You can get some stress off you. So women, we urge you most definitely to come, because we have parenting and relationship classes for you, and that can help you out and bring your man. And, you know, Mike can help you out with some home situations.
And as you know, all that can be done at 3023 4th Avenue South. And if you need to call over there and make an appointment, 612-455-4643. That's 612-455-4643. You're listening to Blog Talk Radio with Mad Dez. We're down about 8 minutes left on our show. We're excited about this show, man. We knew that when we talked about gun violence, it was going to be a really serious issue. The mass shooting tragedies like the school shootings at Virginia Tech in 2007 and the North Illinois University in 2008, or the 1993 office shooting in San Francisco, that led to the formation of the Law Center to Prevent Gun Violence, received significant media attention. However, gun deaths and injuries in the U.S. usually occur quietly without national press coverage every day. Every day, somebody gets shot. The police show up. They get rid of the body. That's just what it is. And you know what? I've seen a lot of bodies on the ground. And it doesn't matter how many bodies I've seen on the ground. I see those young people crying, and I see those mothers upset. And I see Big Mom and them saying, "Why me? Why me? Why me?" And, you know, I console those families, but I see that everybody's gawking and looking and checking it out, and a lot of those people are grieving themselves. And so how can they help another family? So I think that we have to really heal this community. We've got to try really hard, because this community is hurting, and hurting bad. You know, we have found out that these women and children that are being left alone because they're The breadwinner of their home has been killed, has devastated these young women, have devastated them so much that they're having a hard time. Yes, sir.
Yes, I would like to say to those young ladies, you know, get help. Come to our parenting meetings. Come to our relationship meetings. You know, even though you done lost a loved one, there's always going to be someone there to comfort you, put their arms around you. And if you can't make it to one of our meetings, you know, get to the church, because there's always some mother in the church who would have either been where you've been, done what you've done, experienced what you're doing. And those mothers in the church ain't there to look down on you. There are mothers of the church. They're there to help you. That's why the church is important in your life. It's not a place to come get condemned. It's a place to come get built up. You know, there are men, young men, your deacons in the church. They're not there to condemn you. They're there to help you. The church is a place to help you, the place to come get healed. It's like you say, VJ, when I'm in church on Sundays, I see the mothers in the church, and they be crying not over the death of their sons or their daughters. They be crying over just let God make them through the day, through the week. You know, they be in there praying for their sons. They know how hard it is for you young people out here, and you know how you guys might disrespect your parents, but don't be Don't do that, because they're in there praying for your safety. They know how it is out here. They know about the gun violence on the streets, especially for their sons. So my other message is, you know, respect your parents. Listen to your parents. Listen to the older folks. You know, again, let's just put these guns down and try to end this as best we can. And, again, let's pray.
That's what we have to do, because, see, every time somebody gets killed, you run over there to the T-shirt shop, and you get your T-shirts, you get the picture, and everybody comes to a vigil with the T-shirts on. Why can't we take that money, that T-shirt money, and put that somewhere where we can really bless people? Now, why can't we take that money and do something greater with it, you know? And I know to you, you probably say, that is great. Well, not really, you know, not really. You're covering that up anyway, you know. If you're wearing a T-shirt, you got a jacket on, whatever, you know. Most of the time people cover it up in the wintertime. But what if you took that money and invested into a foundation for you across the nation? What if we took the money that we spend on alligator shoes and Cadillacs and stuff we really don't need, but we just like it, and start building foundations for our kids? Our kids will change. I'm guaranteeing you right now, you can bet money, it will change, because it would be so profound for us to do that, that it would be a beautiful thing. And I know that if we stick behind each other, man, we can make anything happen. I've seen it happen before, and I'll be able to see it happen again.
And what I like to say on that note, VJ, is, you know, let's get back to the village raising our kids. Let's stop being afraid of letting our neighbors say something to our kids or discipline our kids. You know, let's try to, if you got a house in the yard, you know, let the kids come play in your yard. Build a safe place in your yard, in your community, for the kids to come play. If you know it's rough on the front of the block, and there's young men out there doing their thing, and you got young babies in, and your neighbor got young babies, and y'all bring them young babies in the back, and the men of those two houses, you know, go ask the young men on the block, you know, to go move that action somewhere else, you know, be respectful, do it in a respectful tone, and maybe we can end some of this. You know, at least we can protect the little babies if we can't protect the young adults. And with the young adults, you know, we just need to talk to them more and reach out to them more, because they're really hurting. They need some guidance, some understanding. You know, a lot of them come from single-parent homes, and, you know, they don't have no father there. And we, the young men who done been to jails and prisons, and we know we need to reach back and talk to them young people. Tell them what we've been through. Tell them my experience. Give them my testimony. Stop and talk to them. Stop and tell them where them guns and drugs are going to lead them and that they don't want to go there. If you can just save one, try to save one. There's always one in the crowd that's worth saving and that will listen to be saved.
That's right. That's right. There's always one in the crowd that wants me to say, listen, Blog Talk Radio with VJ Smith and co-host Layton Smith. No, he's not my brother. He's not my – but I mentor him, Layton, and as he's doing that. And this show has been produced to you by Erica Bradley. She is our producer. We give her credit for this show, because without her, we would probably still be doing the show, but it wouldn't be produced by her. Now, what do you think about that? That's what would happen, exactly what would happen. Gun violence in our community. What do we do about the fact that I don't believe that the parents and the children get enough grief and trauma counseling. And so what happens is, because they feel so hurt and so much pain from the grief, they go out and do exactly what happened to them.
Yeah, exactly. And again, like I say, we have counseling here at Mad Dad's at 3023 4th Avenue South on Tuesdays and Thursday night. We're open to talk about anything that anyone might need to talk about. And young men in particular, if you really need to speak to someone, me being mentored by VJ, you welcome, and I know VJ was second, that you're welcome to come to our Monday morning meeting, where VJ not only mentors me, he mentors everyone here at Mad Dad's. And we'll be glad to talk to you or let you sit in or do an intervention or your child, because sometimes you might need us to just come talk to your child. And the brothers here don't mind coming trying to save one life at a time, because that's what we do here. And VJ, I appreciate you and all the guys here for what you guys have done and are continuing to do for me. And that's it for me from this end.
Well, that was good. We talked about gun violence. We talked about some statistics that were very alarming. We also talked about maybe some solutions that we can do. But also we talked about what's important in your community. What is it that you feel that you need to do? Why don't you take the time out to reflect about what you're doing on your block, the block you live on, what you're doing in the neighborhood you live in, what kind of impact are you having? Take a look back at all those things, because they're very critically important. And remember, Mad Dads loves you, and there's nothing that you can do about it. You've been listening to Blog Talk Radio, and we are Mad Dads. Our number is 612-822-0802. Don't let the phone ring off the hook. Just pick up the phone and let it ring, because we will answer and get to you sooner or later. A big up and big thank you to Erica Bradley and all the rest of the staff for helping us do what we do right here at Blog Talk Radio. You have a wonderful day. Reach for the moon, and if you don't get it, just know that you still might land amongst the stars. God bless you, and we'll talk to you soon.